Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Jollis is here. Rob is Robert L. Jollis, by the way, is the name of the book. On his books, I should say, we have there are a bunch of them. I have most of them right in front of me, including the second edition of Customer-Centered Selling, which is the Bible on selling. Also, Mental Agility, The Path to Persuasion, is just two of the many books that this guy has authored to help you and me do a better job when we go get in front of customers. Rob Jollis, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I would like to tell your audience the reason why you have all my books is you shamed me into sending them to you.
You darn right I did. and I'm, because I want your, whenever your books come out, I want them. I want them in my possession. I want to benefit from them also, so I can share them with my audience. And Rob, thanks for hanging out with us. One of the things I know you've been talking about a lot lately is, well, let me just say that. A lot of the time, you and I and others who help people do a better job with customers encourage people to listen. You know, you and I, all of our lives, we've been taught, okay, when you get in front of a customer, listen more than you talk. Two out of three, right? Two ears, one mouth, to use that proportionally. But you're saying that we actually may have some listening skills that might be getting in the way, some listening habits that might be causing a problem.
The funny thing is, Jim, one of my biggest client base is working with the financial industries, and I work with a lot of wholesalers who come down the hallways of these different establishments, and everybody's shouting out, give me a sales idea, give me a good sales idea. and the irony is, how about listen to your client? Right. It may be a really good sales idea. Now, you bring up the topic today, which is, Let's take a contrarian approach. Rather than me tell you six things you should do to be a good listener, why don't we talk about things that you should avoid to keep yourself from being a bad listener?
Right.
And I think it's an interesting approach to kind of come in the side door. For instance, let's just take the number one piece on the list. Be interrupting me when I'm talking. It must be very challenging for you, Jim. You know, running a radio show where your guest is not physically in front of you,
right,
to sort of sense and time when you can get in without interrupting your guest.
And sometimes I don't do a good job.
Well, we're all trying to, you know, for me, I'm spoiled. Usually I can see my client, so I'm watching. I'm listening for the tone to drop. I'm watching for them to finish their point. I'm actually listening to their concept and not in my mind trying to figure out what I'm going to say. Let them finish talking and you
right.
won't interrupt them. You know?
One little trick I learned decades ago that I still have to practice, and I still have to work on this, I admit it, is what I call wait 3 seconds. I learned this about myself, that while I was listening to them, while I was thinking about how I was going to respond to what they said, I would also at the same time tell myself, okay, after you think they're finished, wait 3 seconds.
Right.
And that always served me well.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because one of the things I teach people who speak, who are giving presentations, is that when they ask a question, to actually wait 6 seconds for a response.
Wow.
And don't count it in your head. Do it with your fingers behind the lectern so they can't see you. Because if you do it in your head, Jim, it goes like this. 1, 5, 6. Okay, let's move on. Because the mind's moving very quickly. So I think I'm glad I'm interviewing you. I think you put out a really good point there to go a step further than don't interrupt me when I'm talking. Actually, I like that. Count 3 seconds. And only thing I want to dovetail on that one is count three and don't sit there while the person's talking to you, twisting and turning, ready to make your point.
Yeah.
That's not good active listening.
Well, you've already interrupted them. When they see you doing that, you've already interrupted them.
one of the reasons why, particularly when I'm not face-to-face with the client, of course, even when I am, that's what a pad and paper are for. If there's a point that you think that really needs to be made, just jot it down and keep listening. Okay, keep listening. Go ahead.
One of the things I was taught was, well, you probably were too, when you were a zeroid, not long after I was, is I would actually say to customers, do you mind if I make notes and write that? And if you're writing what they're saying, if you're taking notes on what they're saying, which they like, by the way, then, you know, finish your note, and at that point, it's probably time to talk.
Okay, now let me throw right on top of that one, Jim. Not only do I love that, but now once we start taking notes, I want to remind your audience this, that half of what the client's saying is going to be very important to you, and you're going to want to take notes. But remember, sometimes your client, who's actually flattered with the fact that you've not only asked, but you think so much of what they're saying that you're taking notes, sometimes they're going to say, and here's a really big point, Jim, but to you, of course, that's really not where the conversation was going, or it's not quite the point you were looking for. You have to write that down. And write it down.
they're telling you this is going to be on the test.
Yeah, they're telling you this is really important to me. So in my mind, I'm thinking, gosh, not quite as important to me. However, I'm going to write it down to be actively listening to this client.
Right.
So they don't think I'm dismissing something they just told me was important. Which means, to sum it up, you're going to take notes, take the notes. Don't listen to your client and take the notes.
But you can't. You're not a stenographer, though, folks. So don't look at your pad and write down what you're hearing. You know, just look at them and look down every few seconds and make a quick, you know, so you know where your pen started. But the other thing is you know, even if they're not saying anything interesting, write something down.
Well, that's exactly right. What I end up doing is I'll circle certain things that I know I'm going to need to get to. But we all know that any idea we present today, if it's done in excess, then of course it becomes a distraction. So we're of course saying, you know, eye contact, look at the client. But to sit there and thoughtfully take notes is a wonderful way to physically demonstrate that you're actively listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, we're working off our list of what not to do, but it's immediately giving us ideas and reminding us of things we should do.
Listening, if you want to be a better salesperson, if you want to have more success, higher performance in selling, a higher close ratio, don't just hear what your customers are saying. Listen to them. They're telling you the secret to your success. They have it in their heads. Rob Jolliss is our guest. We're going to be right back. We're going to change subjects just a little bit. We come back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.